Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving. Hello, everybody. So, today, I am bleeding. It is... My bleed arrived last night. It is the first, within the first 24 hours of my bleed, so I'm still going to call it day one. And this bleed, I have been waiting for. Not so patiently. And of course... it arrives today. As I'm recording this, this is the day that I have pre-launched Holy Body to the waitlist. And as you listen, it is the official launch day of Holy Body. And so for me, it just makes complete and utter absolute sense that my bleed has arrived in full now. And so, first, I want to invite you to place your hands on your womb. Your womb space, your belly, maybe even your heart. Just take a deep breath, feeling this connection with your body, whether that's physical, energetic, emotional connection. My belly is so soft and warm. And just be here in this moment with yourself. And me, but with your body, for a breath more. Okay. You can keep your hands on your body if that feels good. I feel like I'm going to keep my hands on my womb as I speak. So, today is the official launch day. Round two of Holy Body. Now, what is Holy Body? Holy Body is my 8-week group mentorship program offering container. It is 8 weeks of devotion to the reconnection of yourself, your skin, your womb, your voice, your body. It is 8 weeks of returning again and again and again to the altar of your body, to the blood of your womb, to your medicine, to your wisdom, to your emotions, to what is alive and stirring within you. Holy Body is 8 weeks, but not just 8 weeks of learning new information, new practices, new ways of moving through the world, new tools. This is not an 8-week info dump that you need to study. This is an 8-week initiation into the woman that is calling you. The woman that you can feel is within you. And she might feel far away, she might feel distant, she might feel quiet, but she's there. She's sitting, she's waiting for you to listen to her, to let her be your guide. She's waiting for you to step out of familiar and safe feeling cycles, programs, patterns, behaviors. She's waiting for you to break the cycle, to choose her over the woman that you've been, the woman that you are. You know, and that's not to say that the woman that you are in this moment is not good enough, because that is absolutely untrue. You, as you are, as you sit here with your hands on your womb, your heart, maybe with your eyes closed, she is more than enough. And this initiation is not finding somebody outside of yourself. It's not becoming somebody outside of yourself. It's actually peeling off layers that are not even yours. Getting closer and more intimate with who you are at the center of your being, in a soul's essence. And the pathway is through the body, through the womb, through the senses. That is the essence of Holy Body. Can you become more you? Can you become holy you? Can you reclaim your fullness, your wholeness? Can you stop looking at yourself as broken, as a project that needs to be fixed? And can you start to see your wholeness in each and every moment? That is the initiation of Holy Body. And I would be lying if I said that it does not transform you into a whole new woman. But it's not some woman that you have to, you know, create and vision and manifest. It's a woman that's already there. She lives inside of you. Again, just waiting for you to notice her. So that sounds really powerful, really poetic, really juicy and delicious, and like activating cells in my body and spirit. But what actually is it? So, Holy Body is my 8-week group mentorship program. We have weekly calls, and we walk through different pillars or modules. So I will start with sharing the journey. We begin week one with nervous system awareness, because it is my belief that we cannot do this work, we cannot walk this path, we cannot even speak about reconnecting to our bodies without addressing the nervous system. And this is like foundational learning what fight, flight, freeze, fawn, shutdown, collapse is. Parasympathetic nervous system versus sympathetic nervous system. This is like very foundational, basic nervous system knowledge. So Something I've found in, you know, a lot of like trauma training spaces is there's all of this language and all of this knowledge and awareness of the nervous system. And for me, sometimes it can feel like not as accessible for the everyday person. Because it's, you know, not necessarily, but I do believe that we should all have this understanding of our nervous systems to be able to witness in moments of stress, of activation, of dysregulation, like, oh, I feel like I want to run. I'm in a flight response. Okay. How do I support myself now? How do I not be, you know, in this state of wanting to run? Or how do I acknowledge this state and, you know, leave the situation, right? For me, having this awareness and basic understanding of our nervous systems and learning our current patterning, it offers us a choice. Once we have that awareness, then we have choice. We're not operating, you know, blindly or not seeing our patterning, not unconsciously. That's the word I'm looking for. We're not running around unconsciously with activated nervous systems in our fight or flight states. You know, we can see them and notice them. And so we start the journey of Holy Body here, because I believe that's where, like, that's just where it needs to begin. And then the next week two, is where we move into building resilience and capacity to hold discomfort, to navigate challenge, to experience hardship without completely losing ourselves. And so this week of Holy Body, I have completely redone the pre-recorded content, as, you know, I gathered more tools and knowledge in the past 5 months. Oh my gosh, 5 months it's been since I launched Holy Body for the first time. That sounds crazy to me. So week two is different. The pathway to expansion, the method that I teach you, the method that I offer you, that stays the same. So the call that we had in the first round is the same, but the pre-recorded content is different. And this is where we talk about, what is your window of tolerance? What is resilience? What does that even mean? And how do I build resilience in my nervous system? We also talk about something called titration that was made popular by Dr. Peter Levine. He is known for somatic experiencing. And that's the method that I'm leaning into and offering you to slowly build resilience. So something that is woven throughout the entire 8 weeks of Holy Body is this returning to nature, the natural world, looking to nature, because our bodies are nature. We, you know, some of us may be walking around thinking that we are different, we are separate, but we are nature. Our bodies are of the earth. And so I like to remind us that it's okay to move slowly, slower than we want to, slower, much slower than our minds want us to. To look to the external seasons for guidance, for wisdom, for clarity on where we're at on our paths, for invitations to move forward, invitations to pause, to reflect, invitations to go quickly, invitations to slow down. And so bringing in this experience of, or process of titration really weaves in that theme of going slow, of taking our time, of building resilience at a sustainable pace, right? Because you could dive into the deep end and you can just expect yourself to show up to every single challenge, every single hardship, every slight thing that triggers and activates, it expands your nervous system. You could throw yourself in the deep end. And personally, I don't think that's super sustainable because you're going to burn yourself out. So week two is all about slow, sustainable building of resilience. So what does that even mean? That means that we can actually handle situations where, you know, we aren't feeling regulated, right? This is not, here's how you feel regulated all the time. That's abso-fucking-lutely not what it is. It's actually the opposite. It's how can you be more present with the dysregulation? How can you allow yourself to actually feel it, to express it, to let it move through your body, completing the natural process that your body wants to complete before returning to a state of regulation? So that's week two, the slow, sustainable build, so that you can actually, you know, sit in a room full of people that makes you feel really small and uncomfortable and choose to speak instead of remain quiet and go home and regret not speaking. You know, that experience where you're sitting in circle at a women's circle online or in person and you're like, oh man, like I should probably speak, but I don't know what to say. And is everyone going to judge me? And I feel so small. And that girl, she just had a really powerful share and she cried and made other people cry. Like, how could I follow that? And then leaving the circle and wishing that you said something. Now having all of these things come up where you're like, oh, I should have said that. Oh, I should have said that. Right? Building resilience is being able to hold all of those things in the moment and choosing to speak anyways. Or not, and just holding it, right? But having the choice. And then we move into week three. And something that I have been really intentional about integrating into the 8 weeks of Holy Body is space for integration. And this is why it's more than just an info dump 8 weeks. This is more than just turn your life around, become a new person in 8 weeks. This is for you to start integrating right now. What's alive for you in your body? What patterns have you noticed since becoming aware of your nervous system? How do you notice that you respond to your baby screaming, crying, clawing at your chest, biting your nipples? How do you respond? How do you react? Do you know what you need in those moments? What about when something comes up with a friend and you notice, oh man, I don't know how she's going to respond, so I'm going to stay quiet instead of saying, hey, actually, that made me feel uncomfortable or that kind of crossed one of my boundaries. This hurt me. You stay quiet. You notice like, oh, doesn't actually feel good to be in friendship with you anymore because all of these things have happened. And now I don't want to be in this friendship, but I'm too scared to say anything. Like, can you notice those patterns within yourself and then hold space for that? And so the calls, there's two integration weeks. We'll speak about the second one in a little bit, but the first integration week, week three, is really just letting everything that surfaces in weeks one and two land. To share stories and counsel with the other women in Holy Body. To witness them as mirrors, as permission, as invitations to, you know, go there, to really go there, to deepen, to soften, to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. And I think the council community aspect of this is so important, because we were not meant to do this work alone. And what becomes available to us when we sit across from a woman, whether it's in person or online, but when we sit across from a woman and we look at her face as she cries and tells us these things that she's done, or these things she's struggling with, or what is true and real and vulnerable and alive in her heart, it creates massive ripples out to all of the other women that are watching, that are listening, that are receiving. And I've had women from the last circle tell me that these calls were their favorite calls, which is really powerful, to sit and to really connect with other women that, in a way that you might not connect in person with other people, depending on what your, you know, what your life is like, the kind of job you work, the kind of people you're surrounded by, where you live. And so from that week of integration, we move into my favorite week, which is activating your expression. This is a week of self-expression, voice activation, coming home to your truth. And we start this with learning core values. And it's so interesting because I wanted to take this kind of workshop out of the first call or the first round. I thought it was like not powerful enough. I was like, oh, is it worth putting in here? Is it just like, am I just throwing this in here? But I had the reflection from multiple women in the first round that that was one of the most powerful parts of the program for them, was orienting to their core values. And then seeing how either aligned or misaligned their lives that they're living every single day were with their values. And they got to start showing up in new ways that were in alignment and in integrity with their values. And, so how can we start to speak our truths if we don't know our truths, right? If I don't know the truth of who I am, what I believe, what matters to me, How do I even begin to express that? I can't. And so this is another area where we're building from the ground up. And, you know, you might not leave these 8 weeks screaming, crying, having crazy somatic releases, painting insane paintings out of your pain, and telling your story, becoming a poet, speaking your truth in every single relationship or conflict or argument, or getting on stage and public speaking, sharing your voice on social media. Like, you might not leave this program doing all of that. You absolutely can. And for you, it might be a subtle shift. It might start as, and this is where we come back to nature, right? How many things bloom overnight? From a seed? I don't know. None. Right? So this is where we're really planting the seeds of self-expression and having the seed planted of, these are my values. For me, courage is a value. Does that mean that I show up in courage, in the energy of courage, with courage, everywhere I go, with everyone I meet? In every situation? No. It means that I bring it to the forefront, and I build my capacity to be courageous. I build the resilience in my nervous system so that I can be courageous. And so we're really planting seeds of expression here. We're getting to know. Now I know my truth. How does it want to be expressed? Let me connect with my center for self-expression, my throat, my voice, and see, is there anything in the way of me expressing myself? What needs to be processed? What needs to be seen, heard, felt, experienced before I feel ready to speak my truth? And this can be a long process. If there's a lot of backlog, right? If you've withheld many truths in many relationships, you know, it might take you a year to get to a point where you're really radically honest with everyone. Not saying it's impossible to start being radically honest with everyone tomorrow, but this is where, again, we come back to the nervous system. What do you actually have the capacity to hold in a sustainable way? And then, okay, once you start being radically honest about who you are, with your voice, about what you like, you know, with the people around you, can you stand firm in that? Can you hold that? Can you own that? When people disagree with you, when people challenge your beliefs, when people tell you, well, I think that this is right and I think you're wrong, or I don't like the way that you do that, I don't like your art. Can you come back to your sense of self, that truth, those seeds of truth that you planted within yourself? Can you come back to those and continue to water those rather than ripping them out and then planting the seeds that somebody else told you to plant? That is week 4. Oh, and I love that week. And at some point, I'm going to create an offering that dives even deeper into just that week, because it's been calling me for months now and it needs to be birthed through me and potentially in collaboration with others. So there's that. And then we go into week 5, which in the first round of Holy Body, I called it the womb portal, which it is very much a womb portal. But the purpose here is to learn how to lead with your womb. And you might be sitting there thinking, like, what the fuck does that even mean? Lead with your womb? I don't mean walk sticking your womb forward, though. If you want to do that, by all means, go for it. What I mean is allowing your life to be led from the voice of your womb. And that is connecting to this powerful place within your physical body that holds the codes, the programs, the essence of all of creation, of life. And so what happens when you let your womb lead? And the process of this is, first, I need to connect with my womb. I'm going to place my hands on my womb, and then I'll guide you in a quantum energy work or energy exploration practice to access the voice, the authentic voice of your womb, and begin to communicate with her. And just at first, listen. And then ask her questions. And then adjust your life based on what guidance she has for you, how she wants you to move through the world. Maybe a lot slower than you want, than feels comfortable or safe for you. Maybe a lot bolder, louder, standing more in your power. Maybe softer. Yeah, maybe a lot softer. Then we learn how to work with the womb, right? Because as soon as we access this place, a lot of us hold a lot of pain here. A lot of us hold a lot of trauma here. A lot of us hold generational trauma and pain here. So by accessing this realm, this womb portal, you are healing not just yourself, but you are healing your lineage before, sideways, and after you. And this feels like an important place to note that Holy Body is not a deep dive into trauma work container. There is resources for that available for you that you can find within the container, but This is not that deep dive trauma work, because I feel like that needs to be done in a one-to-one setting with, the adequate resources. And so just to name that, because it can come up, right? It very much can come up. And this is where you attune to your own needs, attune to your own nervous system, your own capacity. Can I hold myself as I process this pain, this trauma, or do I need to be held in it? Is it too much for me? Am I going to spiral? Am I going to lose myself? Do I need that external support? But the womb, when we attune to her, she is a master healer. She knows how to build, create, express, give life. And she also knows how to let things crash, burn, crumble, die, be released. And then she knows and teaches us that after the death, there is life again, and the cycle continues over and over and over again. And so by attuning to this place, we're not just attuning to what's alive within our own wombs, but we're also attuning to the essence of the womb, the primordial womb. And I think that's really powerful. And then we cannot do all of that work. Like that feels like the juiciest chunk of Holy Body, is that middle piece. Oh my gosh, juicy, massive, meaty work. Delicious work. But we need integration after that, right? We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it in council with sisters, with women, sharing our voices, being held, being heard, being witnessed, asking each other questions, inspiring each other. By sharing our voices, we know we're not alone in what we're experiencing. And so week 6 is another week of integration, of really letting things land, right? Really letting them land. And during these integration weeks, all I give you is some writing prompts to sit with and to really help further support you in that integration, in that state of reflection. And then after that integration and counsel week, then things get a little lighter, right? So first we're descending into the body. And then once we're in the body, we get to actually experience what it's like to be in a body. We get to play. This is really playful. And this week is awakening your sensuality. And we talk about the difference between sensuality and sexuality. This course, this program is not, a deep dive into your sexuality, though if you want to go there, you are by all means invited to go there. But we're really intentional about starting with sensuality, which is, the sensations that you feel in your body and how you express your experience of them. So really tuning into taste, touch, smell, sight, sound, whatever senses that you have available to you, and enhancing your connections with them, and exploring how does it feel to express my pleasure when I am eating something that's delicious. This is where that line between sensuality and sexuality can start to feel blurry within some people, and we get to discover where our lines are. If I'm oh my God, this is so good, and it's just about a piece of chocolate cake, can I allow myself to experience that pleasure and hold potentially the discomfort of, is this okay? Is this too much? Is this too sexual? Do I sound like I'm moaning? And so it's this kind of exciting, playful dance of how does it feel to be in my body? How does it feel to express myself fully? And maybe there's a more childlike sense of wonder that comes up for you in this week, where you're seeing the world through and sensing the world through new eyes, almost as if you were a child. I look at my daughter and I see the way that she looks at things. She really looks at them. And she puts everything in her mouth because she wants to feel the sensation. She wants to touch it. She wants to taste it. You know, 1-year-old crawling around, getting into everything. She's simply exploring the world around her, sensing it, feeling it, being with it. So that might be more so what comes up for you, is returning to this more inner childlike state here. But I really love that this comes after week 4 and 5 that feel, you know, a bit deeper and where more of that heaviness could potentially lie. Because we go down to the dark for the purpose of eventually returning to the light and being able to feel it all. And so there's no point in diving deep if we don't also get to soar really high. This is where we get to be in the high. And then Holy Body ends. The journey of Holy Body ends with devotion. This has been such a key theme and value in my life for the last, I don't know, probably since I became a mother, actually. So for the last 14 months, even when I was pregnant, because that takes some fucking devotion. Anyways, let's say 2 years. Devotion has really been at the forefront for me, and so I want to offer that to you because, like I said, this is not just 8-week info dump. You know, suddenly, magically, you become a new, perfect human version of yourself. This is an initiation into a new way of being. And when I say a new way of being, I mean a new way of moving through your life, how you wake up, what you do when you wake up and get out of bed, how you make yourself breakfast, how present you are when you sit and eat, how present you are when you're sipping your cup of coffee, what you do on your breaks at work, what you feel, what you see, what you say when you look at yourself in the mirror, how you speak to your friends, your colleagues at work, your boss, your children, the cashier at the grocery store, how you drive, the state of being that you're in when you're driving, singing, screaming, raging, laughing, talking to yourself, what you post and share on social media, who you allow yourself to be in each and every moment, that is the initiation. And it takes devotion, especially in these early days of the transformation where, you know, these practices are not yet fully integrated. You have to choose it over and over and over again. And so we talk about devotion. We talk about anchoring into ritual, making it feel good, making it feel magical and delightful so that you actually want to do it. And I was very intentional about choosing the word devotion over discipline. Because it's not, I'm going to force myself to do this, regardless of if I want to do it or not. It's, I want to love doing this. I want to pour my heart and soul into these new ways of being. And how can I make them feel divine? How can I make myself want to pour even more of myself into this? And so that's where we end. And of course, with more counsel, speaking to and sharing with the other women, celebrating ourselves for the challenges that we faced, for, you know, the even the smallest of things that we've done differently. Like, hey, instead of snapping at my child when I was dysregulated because they were pulling my hair and the other one was screaming at me to make them snacks and somebody just spilled a cup of milk on the floor, I took a breath instead of snapping. I took a breath. I've never done that before. Or maybe celebrating the fact that somebody left a relationship that was so deeply misaligned with their values, with who they are, with the woman they're becoming, and they finally gathered the courage to do it. But we end with acknowledging ourselves and each other and holding and celebrating each other in the initiation of the last 8 weeks. And then we leave the nest of Holy Body and we enter the world with our wings that we've just built or discovered or created or refined. And we get to live in this new way. And constantly come back to weeks one, how's my nervous system doing? Week two, can I expand myself here a little bit? Can I hold this discomfort in a different way than I have in the past? Can I hold a little bit more? Can I take one more small step forward? Was that action in alignment with my values? Does that feel like it was in integrity to the woman that I am becoming or unbecoming? Am I dropping in with my womb? Am I acknowledging where I'm at in my cycle? Am I slowing down? Am I letting my womb lead me? Am I playing enough? Am I feeling enough? But you'll have all of those tools to explore that on your own. And it's so fun. It's so fun. So that is the journey. That is the journey of Holy Body. And so let me give you the more masculine details. Today is January 20th. As you hear and listen to this, potentially, maybe you're listening to it later, but this is published on January 20th, where Holy Body is open officially for enrollment. We have until February 9th. February 9th is the first call date, so cutoff for registration will be February 8th, 2025. And we have weekly calls. The calls are Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Vancouver time. And 8 weeks. Calls every week. There is also a community platform that you get access to where I will be dropping prompts in throughout the week to support you in creating conversation with the other women, to, you know, prompt you to share what's alive for you, maybe share some of your journal entries or an experience you had, ask each other questions, but really just that space to connect in between calls. You will need about, depends, of course, this is like just a rough estimate gauge, but you'll need about 2 hours per week outside of the call time. So 2 hours per week to devote to this, this work, to receiving the pre-recorded content, to explore and play with the embodiment practices, to sit with and write the journal prompts, the writing prompts. You'll need about 2 hours, give or take, a week. And then the calls are each 90 minutes. Some of the calls are, you know, you get to receive content, and some of the calls are quantum energy work, energy exploration practices with counsel and questions. Some of them we do writing prompts together. And there's always space to share, whether it's before we dive into the content or after or both, there's always space to share. And then the integration calls, we show up, ground in, I open the space and just give the mic to the women in the space to speak and share and bounce off of each other. And I'm really there just holding the space and guiding it if need be. But I found that it was really natural for the women in the first round to just bounce off of each other and bounce back and forth and really be in that conversation. And it was really beautiful to witness. So we begin February 9th. What else do you need to know? Who is this for? And the burning question, how much is it? So who is this for? This is for women with a deep desire to reconnect with their body, but doesn't feel like she has enough time, she has enough space, she has enough knowledge or awareness. You know, the woman who thinks that she never does it right because it doesn't feel blissful or easy. And so there must be something wrong. This is for the woman who does not know how to sit still, who constantly has to keep going, has to keep doing. This is for the woman who has, you know, a powerful voice, but she's afraid of it, so she doesn't use it. It's for the woman who feels like her voice is small, but knows deep down in her heart that she actually can be pretty loud, but she doesn't let herself. This is for the woman who does not know how to be honest and open and real and raw and vulnerable in relationships, whether that's with romantic partners or friendships. This is for the woman who is trapped in cycles of ending relationships and friendships every few years as soon as it gets a little too hard because there's been so much resentment built up and she doesn't know how to speak it. So she just leaves because it's easier. This is the woman for the woman who sees, you know, women like me or other women online that are putting their blood on their face, that are connected to their bodies, their cycles, and think, how the fuck are you like that? I think my blood is gross. I don't even want to see it. How do you put it on your face? But secretly wants to be the same. But secretly wishes that she felt confident enough, empowered enough, bold enough to put her own blood on her face, to even touch it. To even touch her own blood on purpose with intention. This is for the woman who knows that she has gifts, but does not know how to access or express them with confidence and stay in her power while she does it. This is for the woman who always gives up when things get hard, whether that's project, piece of art, a social media post, but she really wants to break that. She really wants to move through that in an embodied way. This is for the woman who sees all these women that are saying, I'm in my body, I'm embodied, who preach embodiment, and they're like, what the fuck does that even mean? I don't know if I'm embodied, but I want to know. This is for the woman who wants to stop taking life so fucking seriously and remember how to play. Remember how to feel. This is for the woman who is tired of being numb and disconnected and dissociated and feeling nothing. Who really wants to feel, but is kind of scared. Scared of her own depths of emotion. Scared of her rage, scared of her tears. Swallows back her tears when they come. This is for the woman who is longing to feel. And this is also for the woman who is walking this path but has been walking it alone, has been trying to do this work alone, guided by herself, her own intuition, but desperately seeks sisterhood and a circle of women to sit amongst. Be held and be heard and be seen and be inspired and activated by other women. This is for the lone wolf archetype women. As a reminder and an invitation to return from exile, whether that's self-imposed or not, to come back from the edges. Return to the women at the center. This is for the women who want to feel that sense of belonging in a space with other women. Because you do belong. And we all have medicine to share. We are all wise. We all have something to offer each other. And we can really, really see, feel, and experience that when we gather with women. There is a reawakening. There is, you know, cells in our bodies that come out of this lifelong dormancy. I don't even know if dormancy is a word. But they come alive again in these spaces with women. That is who Holy Body is for. I really feel this energy of maturation in this second round of Holy Body, and it makes me really curious and excited to see the women that this round brings in, because that's just really what I'm getting in the field, is this sense of maturation. And it could just be that it's the second time I'm doing it, and so much of it is evolving and growing and expanding already, deepening. But yeah, there is just that, like, mature woman energy here. And so pricing. Let's talk about pricing. There is an early bird discount of $200 that you can use the code early bird that is active until January 26th. It expires on January 26th. So the price of the 8-week program is $1,400 US, and that includes the 8-week calls, the course content, the community platform. You also get access to previous recorded workshops, and you get free access to any workshops that I launch while we're in the container. So I think that this container ends end of March. March 30th, I believe, is the last call. So if I launch any workshops within February, beginning of February to end of March, which I am like 90% sure I'm going to, and I already know what it's going to be, you will get free access to that workshop as well. And that is... $1,400 US. I have pay in full option. I have a 3-month payment plan option, and I have a 6-month payment plan option. So with the $200 off, you're paying $1,200 US, and you can have that in the payment plans as well. Just on the checkout page, you put in the code all capitals early bird. I'll put it in the link in the description. I'll put it in the description box below so you can see, but that is the pricing. And I think that's it. I shared the journey. I shared who it's for. I shared the modules. I shared the pricing. I shared the calls every Sunday. I think that's it. There is also, here's another piece. There's also an affiliate opportunity. So should you choose, whether you want to join Holy Body or not, there is an option to become an affiliate. So if you would like to become an affiliate and help to amplify my work and share Holy Body with your social media audience, with your friends, with your family, I am paying 15% per sale. So you get 15% of either $1,200 if they get the early bird rate, or $1,400 with the full price. You get 15%, which I think is like 180 to 210 US dollars, which is pretty incredible. So that is an option as well. There's an opportunity for you there if you're into it. Please reach out to me and we can get you all set up on that. It makes me really excited to explore this world of affiliate marketing, not as an affiliate because I've done many affiliates before, but as, you know, the woman who gets to pay other women. That feels really expansive and powerful and exciting, and just like more hands, more money in the hands of women. I love that energy. And so it makes me really excited to be a part of that. That's that. That is Holy Body Round 2. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Just this like deep, full-bodied excitement that's not like all high energy up in like the top half of my body, but just this like this sureness and knowing of how powerful it's going to be, of how powerful it is, but how powerful round two is going to be. And yeah, just coming back to, this is an initiation into the woman who is waiting for you beneath the surface of yourself. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me on Instagram or via email, and I would be delighted to talk your ear off about this. I mean, I already have. What, this has been going for an hour? I've already been talking your ear off about it, but I will talk more. If you have specific questions, I will talk more. I really look forward to seeing you on February 9th. Have a wonderful day, and I will speak to you soon.